He'd been tied in place for what felt like hours. His joints ached, his muscles had locked into place. His hopes for freedom had dwindled. This was not the experience he'd been anticipating for the last week. Weeks ago, his girlfriend had pinned him down and made him confess his darkest secret. Under the unrelenting force of her pulsing quim squeezing his close to bursting cock, she coaxed a confession out of him. And that was how he had wound up in his current dilemma, tied to the stair railings in the basement, his arms outspread, resting on his knees, completely naked apart from a small steel cage locked around his small, flaccid member. He'd been afraid to admit it to her, afraid she would think he was less of a man. She was the opposite. She loved the idea of having complete control over him. Holding the key meant holding the power. He could hear footsteps on the wooden floor above him. It sounded like she was home again. He wondered where she had been, what she'd been doing while she had him trapped like an animal in her basement. His heart skipped a beat when he heard the door to the basement opening, the slow creaking of the rusty hinges grating in his ears. Suddenly he was blinded by light, the sole source of illumination flickering to life above his head as footsteps carried down the stairs. He could sense her behind him as he tried to turn his head to see her. "Are you thirsty, slave?" He realized he was parched. How long had he been down here? He nodded as much as his bonds would allow. She reached over and started pouring ice-cold water over his face. Instinctively, he opened his mouth to swallow it, the water running over his body. His nipples hardened from the shock, his skin became raised and bumpy from the cold. The small cock that had started to grow from her presence shrank down again. He swallowed as much of the water as he could before she poured another jug over him. As he was starting to recover and catch his breath, the light went out again and he was plunged into solitary darkness again. He heard the door close as she returned upstairs to go about her day. As he knelt in the puddle of cold water, listening to it trickle down the nearby drain, he shivered as his body tried to regain its normal temperature. Alone in the dark, the trickling sound became the sole focus of his attention. The drip of the water falling down the pipe in the dark made him realize something. A something that he had not thought of when he first confessed his desire. He had to pee. The excessive quantity of water that she had offered to him, that at first felt like a comfort, had turned into a curse. Dark, alone, cold, tied up, he knew he could not call out to her and ask for relief. She may leave him for longer if he were to upset her. The pressure was building even before her waterfall of H2O so recently, and now he wondered how long could he hold it in. Still, the dripping sound of the water, slowly draining away, played on his ear. His knees sat still in the liquid, every slight movement causing a subtle splashing sound. He vowed to ignore it, to fight the urge to relieve himself. What would she think if she caught him as he pissed himself like a filthy animal in a cage? Would it disgust her as much as the idea disgusted him? Drip, drip, drip. He was very close to bursting point. His bladder was sending signals of pain throughout his body. He would not be able to hold it much longer. Slowly at first it started. He could not help himself. The warm, golden liquid gathered momentum as it gushed from the eye of his cock, splashing through the steel bars of the cage around his member, spraying out over his thighs and down his legs. He could feel the warm liquid pooling around his knees, the acrid smell of his urine hitting his nose. He could practically taste it on his tongue. On and on he gushed, the warmth returning to his leg as he pissed himself, finally giving up all pretense and letting go completely. As the last of his pee dripped from his much-relaxed body, he could hear a slight squelching sound from the top of the stairs. She hadn't left the room after all. She'd been standing there masturbating as he drenched himself with his own piss. He couldn't see her, but he could almost imagine what she'd looked like standing at the top of the stairs, one hand grasping at her breast, pulling her hard and nipple. The other hand between her legs, fingers sliding in between her wet lips, occasionally probing her hole while rubbing over her clit. These thoughts raced through his head, and as usual, the blood started flowing south. As he grew hard, he started to feel pain. The cage was still on him. It was large enough to contain him when he was soft, but his erection was much larger than the gently curved steel-barred cage. He could feel the bars cutting into his shaft as it thickened with excitement. His engorged head was pushing against the end, desperately trying to get free of this torment. He pulled against his bonds. He wanted to be free, to see her. She played with herself, to be able to touch himself too. His struggles only heightened her arousal. The room be- was thick with the stench of drying urine and fresh pussy. He could hear her getting faster. Her breath was shallower, and an occasional moan burst forth as she was losing control. He gave one last attempt to break free of his bonds, but they held fast. As he slumped in resignation, he heard her moan. A deep, guttural moan. Her orgasm had finally hit her and was washing over her in waves as she kept rubbing herself. She had almost lost her footing as she gingerly walked down the stairs. He looked so pathetic on the floor, tied up with his little cock trapped in the cage. She took pity for a second before remembering his confession. Now to finalize his shame. Her ground-shaking orgasm out of the way, she felt it only natural to do what she always did after a big sexual escapade. She needed to pee. She had been drinking lots of water all afternoon in preparation of this moment. Standing right in front of him, her recovering quim was just above her face, his face. Parting her legs slightly and rolling her hips, she got ready to aim. With a last deep breath, she relaxed the muscles of her bladder, letting her golden liquid flow. He wasn't expecting it, so his mouth was open just slightly. The taste of her golden shower shocking him into action. He was being used as a human toilet as she aimed her stream all over his body. And as degrading as it was, he had never been harder. Even the pain of the cage couldn't stop his erection from growing and throbbing. The vibrator that had been placed at his ass just below him was gently rumbling now. He'd been on his knees so long already that he couldn't do it. He sank down onto it as she continued her relief. The head of the vibrator penetrating his virgin ass, sinking deeper and deeper until he was as low onto it as his bonds would allow. The vibrations were hitting his prostate as his cock continued to throb in the cage. The intensity of the vibrations increased when she picked up the remote control and increased them. She'd finished peeing as he started thrusting himself onto the plastic cock below him, his desire to come overwhelming, his disgust in anally penetrating himself after being used as a toilet. Deep in his ass, the vibrator was working its magic. He was close to bursting. The cage gripping his cock added to the sensation. The final straw was when she reached down and gave one long, hard pull on his ensnared cock. The pressure on his balls, the sensation in his ass, the humiliation of wetting himself and then being wet upon, all culminated in a single earth-shattering moment. There on the floor of her basement, tied to her stairs, he shot forth a wad of his cum all over the floor. And with that first pump, he lost it. He started bucking around, semen flying everywhere as he empties his balls on the floor right in front of her. After he was spent, she looked down and saw that he had gotten his cum on her foot. In punishment, she left him tied up for another half an hour before finally releasing him. After a shower, she asked him if it was everything he'd hoped for. "Yes, honey. It was everything I imagined and more."